Hello everyone. Basically, I've got a cool book from, hold on, let me get to the front. It's by Oliver Jeffers. It's called The Way Back Home. Right, so, once there was a boy, and I love these books because it's got that little guy with the hat and the stripy jumper. That reminds me of me when I was a kid. Once there was a boy, and one day he was putting his things back in the cupboard and he found an aeroplane. Ooh, he's putting on his jacket and his scarf and his hat. That's one of those, the ones that you wear when you have an aeroplane, and his goggles. He didn't remember leaving it in there, but he thought he'd take it out for a go right away. He's climbing in. The plane lifted off the ground and up into the sky, higher and higher and higher. Oh, wow, the pictures in this are great. Please go and get this book. It's brilliant. Suddenly, the plane spluttered. Fut, 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 fut. It had run out of petrol. Oh, no. And now the boy was stuck on the moon. What was he to do? He was all alone and afraid, and soon his torch began to go out. Oh, it's a bit dark. Up in space, someone else was in trouble too. His engine had broken down. Oh, it's an alien. He's got a little cool ship. And steering the ship towards a flicker of light, he landed on the moon with a bump. Both the boy and the Martian could hear noises in the dark, and both feared the worst. They thought it was monsters. But as their eyes got used to the dark, they both realised they'd met someone else in trouble. They weren't alone anymore. They shook hands. The Martian is green. He's got a very cool helmet. The boy showed the Martian his empty petrol tank, and the Martian showed the boy his broken engine. Ooh, they're doing lots of pointing and hand gestures, and they're drawing, and then he's doing lots of actions. That's pretty cool. Together, they thought of ways to fix their machines and how to get them both back home. The boy jumped down to Earth to get the things he would needed, to get the things he would need, right down into the sea. Oh, wow, that's a long way. He's got a parachute and everything. And he swam towards home. There's even a little sign that says the way back home. But by the time he got there, the boy was tired. He was tired out, so he sat in his favourite chair just to catch his breath. His favourite programme was just starting and he settled down to watch. Oh, poor Martian's all on his own. Suddenly, he remembered what he should be doing and he rushed off to the cupboard to get what he needed. He ran outside and shouted, but there was no reply. He couldn't be heard. The boy climbed to the higher ground and called again and waited. This is the best book ever. This time, a rope was lowered from the moon. The boy began to climb and the Martian began to pull. And soon the boy was back on the moon. The boy fixed up the Martian's engine with the right spanner and the Martian filled the boy's empty petrol tank. They said goodbye and thanked each other for their help, and they wondered if they'd ever meet again. After a long night, they were both finally off the moon. The boy went one way and the Martian went the other, and both on their way back home. Ooh, there's a delivery. There's a knock at the door and it's the postman with a delivery. He opens the box. It's, what do you call it? Oh, what do you call it? Oh, it's one of those radio things so that he can talk to the Martian. Oh, that's just brilliant. And it says, hello. Oh, that's so cool. You can't beat an Oliver Jeffers book, can you? Thanks, everyone. That was awesome.